MojoCon Dublin 2015. What an absolutely splendid event. I tweeted this morning, I thought, am I tweeting this too early? This is the best journalism-themed conference I have ever been to. What an eclectic array of fascinating people from all over the world, from all different facets of news gathering, reporting, journalism, blogging. There's a lot of technology in one of the rooms. They're just packing up now, and I'm glad to have managed to get a moment with Niklas Johansson. When was the last time we met?
Oh, it was 2 years ago, something like that. Because
Stockholm.
Yes, Stockholm. You were on the Memoto meetup in the Kickstarter days.
Well, how and why did Memoto change from Memoto, which I thought was kind of a cool name, to the narrative clip or Get Narrative on Twitter?
Yeah, speaking of having a cool name, a lot of people after the name change said, oh, why did you change? Memoto was such a great name. Memento was such a...
Oh, did I just say the wrong name?
No. Oh, yeah, but other people liked it, but they couldn't remember what it was.
Okay.
But the real reason was Memoto got a message from Motorola. So basically they said we couldn't use the name and the circular M logo with an M in the middle. So we had to do a total rebranding.
Right, kind of a cease and desist.
Yes, yes.
And you look cooler than our devices. You can't have a similar name.
Yeah, it was like when they were thinking of moving into wearables, and now everyone's in wearables. So.
Yeah, yeah. And how is it going in the wearable market? Well, I know for you guys, it seems to go quite good, because I keep seeing photographs of the team sitting on beaches somewhere in San Francisco, some of the team.
Yeah, we're a distributed team, so we have some of my colleagues are in Thailand enjoying sun and fun there. But we're a big team now. We've grown to 45, almost 50 people in four offices, and we attract funding. We're doing the Silicon Valley thing where we focus on growth and scaling up everything, and we're selling a lot of cameras along the way.
What I kind of like is the fact that you haven't kind of rested on your laurels. You're moving with the technology, and there is a new and improved device coming out when?
Yeah, later this year. So hopefully the first half and not the latter. Yeah. The Clip 2 is coming this year, and it's a development on all fronts, really, compared to the Clip 1. We've had a lot of feedback from the market, and we addressed pretty much all the issues that people are experiencing.
For those that might be hearing about the Narrative Clip for the first time, I forget because I bought mine, well, when it absolutely first came out, my first one, and I've had to replace it, thankfully. You do still have them, due to me slinging jackets over my shoulder and forgetting to secure the clip, and then it's so small and discreet, it can drop in a busy city and you might not see it. You've got different modifications to assist people in ensuring that it doesn't go missing. I've seen a couple of people even put their name and address on the back, which I thought was quite a good idea. What is the difference between the new device going to be compared to the device that you have here at the show?
You could say it's three parts. The camera, for one, is both higher megapixel, better light sensitivity, and wider angle. So that's the most drastic difference. But connectivity was also a big thing, because the Clip 1 has only USB, so you need to plug it in the computer to upload your photos. Clip 2 will have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, so you can access settings, you can access photos on the go, and you can upload massive amounts without plugging into your computer.
That's truly revolutionary, because one of the sticking points for me was, I mean, I'm never far away from what is a tiny computer, but I just thought, for those times when I want to leave the computer behind and maybe even go into a country without it, that would make a huge difference. So that's something I'm really looking forward to. Also, slightly larger pixels, which I'm guessing how you improve low light. It might be a software improvement, I'm not sure.
It's both hardware and software. We're more of a software than a hardware company, as you've seen with all the updates that's coming in between the product releases. But those were two things. And the third thing addresses what you experienced with losing your clip. So the wearability or mountability of the Clip 2 is enhanced because you can remove the back part of the attachment, and you can attach another different types of mounting options.
Oh, fantastic. So you sort of hang around your neck, clip onto a pocket, maybe attach to a physical object?
Yeah, maybe attached to a magnet or a suction cup or whatever. And we will release all the facilities for people to 3D print their own accessories.
Oh, that is very forward thinking. Wow, that's a very good idea because all of your little attachments on Thingiverse become advertisements for what you can attach to it.
Yeah, we have a huge following of DIYers and makers and hackers of all kinds.
How do you feel about the hackers? Because there was a guy doing some really interesting actual full-on firmware hacks because he wanted the camera to do something different.
Yeah, it's fantastic that the product ignites so much initiative and imagination and work on top of our product. So we like it, and we've been talking about from the start that we want to open up the platform and make it even easier for people to do things. And the open platform project is something we're launching also close to summer with endpoints that you can't imagine. But we're going to be super, super open.
I'm going to try to imagine them, some of them.
Yeah. I bet you can imagine some.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with everything. Really looking forward to getting back to grips with this particular camera. I've said to some people, it's a really interesting experiment in behavior, especially around photography. You don't miss this until you're not wearing it and you're realizing in your head as you're walking through a town, I miss that. Not because you don't have a camera with you, because you don't feel like lifting a camera at that particular moment.
Yeah.
Not because it's invasive, but because, I don't know, sometimes you can ruin the moment.
Yeah, my own behavior around the product, because it is a new category, it behooves a new behavior around it, was that first I wore it all the time, working for the company and capturing 8 hours of computer screen time a day. And from there, it has morphed into I always have it in my pocket. And I have a certain mindfulness in my days that I search for the situations that make it worth for me to clip it on.
No, brilliant. And I'm going to experiment a little bit more. Good luck. Thanks a lot. Keep up that open-minded nature of evolving with your community and the uses that they might have which are different to yours, embracing them, which a lot of companies aren't doing.
Yeah, that's been the most important source for feedback and development and input and just the fantastic engagement from our community from the start. And we want to give back as much as possible. So, thank you.
If you're at MojoCon and you can prove to me you are at MojoCon, I might, in my brain, programmed and remembered, have a code for you which will give you $50 off, just to let people know. I don't get anything from this. This is just a discount you're giving, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So it's €50 off for the MojoCon 15 attendees.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you're still here, go and see the guys. If you DM them and say, look, this is a photograph of my name badge, I was at the conference, can I have this €50 off? It's as good as yours. Or come and find me or tweet me. I will have a copy of that code. Obviously, we don't want to tweet it because it's a massive discount. Speak to the guys. See what they can do because it's interesting experiments, and I'm going to continue to do so. I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, and talk to you soon again.
Cheers. Fantastic. It's almost empty now, this hall. I've been looking at Rode microphones. I've been looking at balancing devices. A lot of technology that I would not necessarily use, but there's some serious videographers, audio recorders, and mobile journalists doing crazy, interesting stuff who want to use as much of the hardware as they can for their particular jobs in mind. Some of them just want to have a lot of bolt-ons for stabilizing and for lighting and for adding extra kind of lens dimensions because people take them more seriously. I know that pretty much all of what is possible with some of these devices, most of it is going to be possible with a bare naked phone, which I prefer to carry, otherwise I might as well carry a big networked Micro Four Thirds camera with me. But toys and tools and toys, what's the difference? I'm going to go back in, find out who's milling around in the main hall before we all descend on a local bar, which I certainly will not miss. If you're at MojoCon, let me know. Let's connect. If you weren't, let me know. Let's connect. Speak to you later.